failure.
Oh, naughty, naughty.
Bad boy. Was it really so hard?
Such a simple task.
Naughty, naughty boy. What am I going to do to you?
Failure. You failed to try your best to make me happy. It's later than 24 hours. What's the matter, slut? You don't want me enough? That's fine. We can play that way. Consider this a punishment audio.
You do not get to come today.
I know, I know. You thought you were going to get to come every day. Maybe that was a thought that made you feel safe. Made you think that you could do this. Follow without having to sacrifice your daily orgasms. Because you are a slut. And the thought of not coming some days was just off to you. You are a slut, and you come every day. It's just what you want, and you weren't really going to let me keep you from doing it, were you? Maybe for you anything with chastity turns you off. Denial might not be your kink. Will you now feel lied to? Trust broken? Or will you understand that you are not just a slut? You are a submissive. For the purposes of this cum calendar, for as long as you listen to me and reside under my voice and my will, you are my slave. Let the truth sink into you that you are right now nothing but a slave. We are past a week of you listening, a week of you obeying, and I would be very disappointed if that isn't the case. You listening this long, though, obeying, complying, maybe in trance, maybe not. Maybe even without an induction, I can still make your mind mine. And that might scare you. But it also excites you. And points to something you should understand. That punishment is something your submissive side craves. You are a true slave. And if not yet, if you listen to me long enough, you will be. Because just like hypnosis is a weapon that works better against you the more you know, so is slipping into submission the more dots I connect in your head. The more you realize that I am right, that I know you. If you have accepted this, well, I know you have accepted this. You might fight it, but you trust me. And every time I don't fuck you over, you trust me more. And we both know this isn't really fucking you over. It's just giving you something you didn't know you needed. Enforcement. Showing you I am serious. But you trust me not to do anything really bad. Mischief bad is fun, though. I want your life better, not worse. And you want that push, need someone driving you. And the more you trust me, the more you feel me driving you. Expertly handling your submissive state, and easily and frequently, even without hypnosis, to bring your mind into a state of trance. Into subspace. Such a calm and happy place. And part of that, getting you there, is you knowing I can, knowing I have. You see, my sweet little slut, punishment serves a purpose. It elevates the rest of our time together. because you know not only that I can, but that I will. Anyone could do anything, but until you see them do it once, there is always the chance they never could or never will. With punishment, knowing I am in control excites you. And so anytime I do punish you, while you may hate it during, you will always find afterwards that you love that I did it. The more you hate it, the happier you are after it is done. Because you took it. You know. And you know that I know. Everything I choose to do to you, you took it like a good boy. When I punish you, it serves to further establish my power over you. And the more you submit, the happier you are. The more powerful you know me to be, the happier you submit. The easier it is to relinquish control. It's what you want deep down. You are mine. Accept it. Hate it if you will. But never for a second begrudge me for it, because that is not the thought of a slave. Being a slave makes you happy, and any thoughts that intrude or try to disrupt that, your mind automatically shrugs them aside, gives no credence to them. A belief can be blinding, and you want to believe in this reality. So your subconscious is on my side, and will make it so easy for you to bypass any negative emotion that would focus on me. You like being my good boy. It makes you so happy. You strive to be more my good boy, with the same feeling as burrowing into warmth. The deeper you go, the warmer you are, and the deeper into my control you go, the happier and more submissive you are. At this point in your training, hypnosis in its traditional form is no longer needed. My control is like a drug to you, and my voice the needle. There is no feeling quite like the unique and wonderful feeling of subspace. And while, of course, in person is always better, better is also better, and miles away I can still hold your leash. Yank on it. Bring you to your knees and into my headspace. My world. Come to grips with something. You are not in control. You press the buttons and you put on your headphones. But then you surrender. And unlike normally when your surrender is only a day, right now, your surrender is a 2-week commitment. 2 weeks of no control of how you come and when you come, following my tasks. And how can you know I control your cock and how you use it if I don't deny you, strip you of release? Remain deaf to your pleading and your wants and desires, and prove to you that my wants supersede yours. Because you do want to come, don't you? Just me denying you makes your cock harder, makes you throb with need, your balls filling up. And your frustration is what makes it so good for me. Your need gives me a power trip like no other. Your need and my dismissal, my denial of it. It's so aggressive, and yet it's just words. Words you follow, because you like what I do to you and how I make you feel. And you want more. Well, only good boys get more. You are mine. Accept it. Rejoice in it while you suffer from blue balls. When you come back to me tomorrow and get to come, you will love it. And you will thank me for it. Thank me for showing you your place. What could be better than coming however you want? Being put in your place.